This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Cavaliers dominating of the Celtics is one of the things that, and I've heard a lot of people discuss it. Is it good? Is it good for the game? Is it bad for the game? The Warriors dominating Spurs. Good for the game, bad for the game. The Cavaliers and the Warriors finals, I would believe, is going to rival one of the highest rated ever. So there may be a silver lining. There may be a whipped cream and cherry on top of what has been a giant poopsicle for this postseason. But one discussion is no longer off limits. And you'll be free to join in at 855-212-4CBS. It is absolutely no longer off limits in my mind to ask whether LeBron and Michael Jordan should be mentioned in the same conversation. That is no longer crazy talk. That's no longer something that people would say, are you serious? How many rings? Well, first off, everybody goes to the stupid how many rings thing, which is absolutely a joke. I mean, an absolute joke to be bringing. Well, how many rings? Once he gets the rings, forget it. Ridiculous. I am finally, and I have been a Michael Jordan devotee as far as that discussion. Never want to hear it. Even after, I will tell you that one of the two worst teams that have ever gone to the NBA Finals, one was led by Allen Iverson with the Sixers back in 2001, I guess that was, or 2000, and 2000. And then one was LeBron's first team in Cleveland that he took to the NBA Finals. LeBron James, I am absolutely now willing to entertain the discussion that LeBron James in greatness, if you're just defining what is greatness, use the old pornography line. I can't define pornography, but I know what it is when I see it. There is the greatness. If you're just talking greatness, yes, LeBron James is there. He's there every bit as strong as Michael Jordan in my mind now. I will never, ever again roll my eyes, scoff at somebody who suggests to me that you can bring up the name LeBron James in the same conversation as Michael Jordan. Because one thing I've seen is LeBron, to me, elevates. He elevates. And it's one of those things where I say, are you kidding me? What did he really? Did he really get like his first team? The first team that he took to the finals in Cleveland. Are you kidding me? Did he really take that team to the finals? They were atrocious. Absolutely awful. He got him to the finals. That's greatness to me. When you're just talking greatness, I'm not comparing their games per se. But the physicality of LeBron James, the ability to sort of bully people is a part of the equation that I just adore. And when I watched that game one versus the Celtics the other night, it was like pickup basketball. LeBron was looking at the, you know, the seventh wonder of the world, Red Auerbach Jr., Brad Stevens, over there on the sidelines. Brad Stevens might as well have had an Etch-a-Sketch and not a clipboard, because he had no clue what was going on. And game two was even worse. Not a plan. By the way, Boston, if you think Paul George changes that series, You add Paul George to the Celtics right now, you think it's a different series, you are bluffing yourself. And we'll get into that a little bit later on. This is a discussion now that I am absolutely late to the party, but I wanted to know that greatness was truly there. That the greatness, because the reverence with which I hold Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and some of the others. I always knew LeBron was in the conversation of the best players ever. But I'm there now. And game one of that Celtics series just brought it out for me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.